Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with us. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, we'd love to hear from you. So you can do so by giving Site Visibility a call on +44 1273 733 433 or filling out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact. Alternatively, you can talk to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site and they'd be happy to help. Now today I'm joined by Fernando Angulo, Head of International Partnerships and Corporate Speaker at SEM Rush. Fernando, how are you doing?
Hi, Andy. Really great. Thank you for having me here.
It's an absolute pleasure. And you're talking from, I won't say sunny, because I can't imagine it's sunny at all, but is it St. Petersburg in Russia?
Yes, today I'm from St. Petersburg office. That's one of our offices here in Europe. But actually, I'm based in Prague. I'm right now visiting our office here in Russia.
And it's been a bit of a tradition. I have to talk about the weather. I'm very disappointed that St. Petersburg doesn't have snow right now.
Yes, that's somehow the climate change or something, because Christmas snow is like everything. It's all. No, it's really disappointing at this point.
Okay, let's start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at SEM Rush.
Well, thank you. As you mentioned, I'm the head of international partnerships. I've been working for SEM Rush for the last 5 years. I'm related to the marketing teams here. I have experience on SEO for e-commerce, influencer marketing, and content marketing as well. And really happy to say right now that I became one of the corporate speakers for SEM Rush. So if you're in Europe or in the UK, not in the US this year, but in Europe and the UK, you're going to see me there talking about SEM Rush and the industry things.
That's fantastic. Now, you've been doing some very interesting research on ranking factor, which is something we haven't talked about for a while. Let's start off with, tell us about some of the main things that you discovered. I'm particularly interested in one of the most obvious things, that sort of how, you know, the influence of referring domains has on a website.
Yes, that was one of the most interesting part of our new research. This is our second ranking factor research. And the thing is that in the first part of our research, we didn't include any backlink related factor, because we had a lot of information. We wanted to be clear with the data we have. We didn't include it. Okay, but 6 months has passed, and we have right now all the information. And one of the major factors, of course, everybody knows in the SEO world, are backlinks. Yeah. And we have included 5 backlink factors. One of them, of course, is related to the number of referring domains. So if you have a domain and you have a lot of other websites talking about your related industry areas, and they're mentioning you on their links, yeah, that's great. That's amazing. So the major is the number of backlinks referring to your website, the better for your rankings is.
Yeah. Now, you found out, because I know that when you started, you wanted to know, you sort of confirmed, didn't you, that the more bank links you have, the higher the ranking was. And I know that was something that you wanted to prove. But is there a sort of a number involved? Like, how many sort of bank links would you be aiming to get a decent sort of result?
Well, we were researching about 600,000 websites from all the industry, all the industries. And of course, we can go to, just for an instance, to the tourism industry or to the automobile industry and only research on those industries. But we wanted to have our numbers, general numbers, just to see how what's the real number. And we found a very interesting number of backlinks. We saw that if your website is linked to another website, the number of backlinks that you need to have for your profile is around 3,000. Mm. So 3,000 backlinks from a website from your industry, not from other industry, not related to any other kind of stuff. If you're talking about, I don't know, ice cream, please don't be on a website who's talking about shoes. Yeah. You need to be related to your industry. That's the second part of our research. The profile of your backlinks need to be supported by your industry.
Yeah.
So if you have for an instance a backlink profile of 500 links or 50 links, and just tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, you found that a company, a website that is following you, that is linking to you, is you have like 100,000 backlinks from them. That's something not really natural. That's not organic, and that's not good stuff. Because yeah. Google, they really know how many people, how many websites are working on your industry. So they know the real number of how many possible backlinks you may have for the industry that you're working on.
It's interesting, actually, that you mentioned about how important it is for the sites that the backlinks are coming from to be in the similar industry to you. Do you have any idea how much it affects? I mean, for example, you mentioned you gave an example of shoes and ice cream, unless, of course, the shoes are made of ice cream, but like a shoe website linking back to an ice cream website, would that just have no effect whatsoever?
Well, actually, if you're receiving links from other industry not really related, there still are some penalties because that's not relevant for your audience as for an instance.
Yeah.
The major of these penalties were related to an beautiful animal called penguin back in 2014 and 15. A lot of websites from e-commerce who were receiving backlinks from directories or from forums because they wanted to have more backlinks and have better rankings. So they were penalized because that's not natural. Your links need to be really natural because someone really likes the content that you are producing, not because you are intentionally creating those backlinks.
Yeah. Now, I know another area you were looking at, Fernando, was website security, wasn't it? And the HTTPS protocol. Interesting how that affects ranks. Just before we talk about that, what are those sort of patterns of major industries who are using HTTPS more than other industries?
Yes, of course. This is a very interesting one because those industries that are really using HTTPS right now are those who are related to e-commerce, banking. And right now, those sites who are trading with cryptocurrencies.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And what sort of effect does it have on rank?
Well, Google a couple of months ago. Well, right now, like half a year ago, they were asked if the HTTPS implementation, the HTTPS migration, was affecting somehow the rankings for a website, or if the HTTPS for itself is a ranking factor. They say that it's not a ranking factor, but just it's something logical. When you have a secure website where you can freely enter your personal information, your credit card number, you need to be sure that you can trust that website. So if you can see that web is secure, you will do that any kind of transaction within that site. But if you don't have, if you are not sure that they are using HTTPS, you're gonna go to another site. So that's something of trust. That's the element here. The trust element is really great on HTTPS.
That's interesting that Google kind of admitted themselves that it doesn't. Have I got this right? Using HTTPS doesn't actually have any effect on PageRank. Is that correct?
Yes, they are saying that HTTPS it's not a ranking factor.
Yeah.
But in our research, we saw that it really affects in ranks. So the more websites that are working with the HTTPS, the better results for them.
Yeah. Now, moving on to content length, I know this is something we have discussed at length, actually, in previous episodes. What's the overall effect of content length on ranking?
Nothing really new, but it's very interesting. For example, we saw that the number of words that are included in a piece of content are really important for ranks. But the question, of course, is how many words you need to include in your content in order to have better ranks. Of course, that's a very general question because you need to have the right keywords, you need to have relevant content and be original and all the other stuff. But just talking about general numbers, we found out that those websites who are producing content above 700 words are getting better ranks. Mm. And those websites who are creating content below 500 words are getting worse results.
So would you say that 700 words might be the magic number to try and, as a minimum, to try and hit? I mean, could you have too many words, do you think?
You know, I also produce content by my own. And I set up a level for the number of words for any content that I produce. My number is 1,500.
Ah.
That's twice of the research results that we have. But the result was amazing. With 1,500 words, I gained about 900 keywords for, in half of a year. But of course, it's not only about the number of words, it's about the relevancy of the content, it's about how repurposed is the content. You have infographics, you have videos, you have questions for the audience, you have feedback. And of course, the most important thing that I believe is still working are the comments below the content that you produce. With all the other stuff, and of course, not getting lower than 500 words, your content need to create great ranks.
Now let's move on to website visits. Basically, stuff that the users do. Is there a sort of what were your findings? How does sort of visit numbers affect rank? And is there a sort of a magic number?
Yes. Well, we were searching how many. What's the magic number of how many people need to visit your website in order to get better ranks? But we faced the cruel truth that there is no correlation between the number of people who are visiting your website and rankings. So if you have 100, 200 visits, that's good. If you have 200,000 visits, that's also good. But the thing here is that you have those 100, 200 visits, but the user behavior is more important than only the number of visits. Mm. So if you are getting visits, just for an instance, tomorrow you're opening your Google Analytics and you see that you have 1 million users. And I have that experience. One of my websites was mentioned in a TV program.
Oh, right.
And yes, and that was crazy. I had like 500,000 people. And my average was about 20,000 per day. But 500,000 people, that was crazy, and that was killing the servers.
Yes, I bet it was.
And I was expecting like a lot of business after that. I was expecting like better ranks, but no. In the real face, that was something like, it happened. Is promotion? Of course, promotion. A lot of visibility, a lot of brand awareness, but for rankings, it didn't affect at all. And we found that result also in our research. that you need to have more actions for those users that are coming to your page. So user behavior, the time that people are staying on your website, the actions that people are doing on your website, filling a form, watching a video, anything, that's what really counts for ranks.
That's interesting, isn't it? So it's the behavior of the person or the visitor on the site which is more important than the sheer numbers of visitors coming then.
Yes, that's true. Because sometimes people can enter to a website, for instance, just to see, I don't know, their bank account. Yeah. And that's it. The most relevant part of that website, of course, is the account of that person. But all the other things, the blog, the other product, the other services, the other promotions, they are like in the limbo. You need to make something in your content to people go visit other parts of your website to keep them informed, to keep them alive, doing something in your website.
Now, if you had one top tip or a sort of a key takeaway for our audience today, Fernando, what would it be?
Well, first of all, every SEO, every marketer working in the search world is expecting for the mobile-first algorithm. Mm-hmm. That's the topic that I think we're going to talk a lot of this year. It didn't happen yet, but it will happen really soon. At least Google was expecting to launch that last year in January or February as well. But they said, well, they didn't say anything, but think that they're not prepared yet. Mm-hmm. That's why we are living in a mobile era right now. Everything is mobile. Even those personal bots that we have, assistants that we have, like Alexa or Google Home,
yes,
as you mentioned, those are mobile devices as well.
Yeah.
And you are making search queries over through them. So everything's going to change the way we are making our search, using also voice search, using also different type of results that we're going to receive with our mobile devices, with search results, or with assistants. So I think there's a lot of work to do for Google during this year. And of course, they will implement a lot of new stuff in their new mobile-first algorithm. We are expecting for that.
Fascinating. So think mobile when you're designing your website.
Yes, that's the question. How can I be prepared for those changes that Google is are working on? The first thing, just create a mobile-friendly page. Don't stay on that m.subdomain. If you have another subdomain for mobile visits, that will not work, and that's not working right now. You're living in the past. You need to have a mobile-friendly page.
Yeah.
That's the way you need to start.
Well, Fernando, thanks so much for coming on. How can our listeners find out more about you and SEMrush?
Well, you can find more about SEMrush just going to our site. Our website is SEMrush.com. Finding a lot of tools, a lot of information about how you can get better results on your website, on your rankings, and be better than your competition. And you can find more about me, just follow me on Twitter, is Fernando1Angulo, Fernando as I pronounce it, FIRNANDO1ANGULO, Fernando1Angulo. The same thing on Facebook and on LinkedIn, only Fernando Angulo.
Well, thanks, Fernando, and thanks for everyone for listening. The show notes are at sitevisibility.com/IMPodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review so that we know how we're doing. Always open to questions and suggestions. podcast@sitevisibility.com is the email. You can tweet us at sitevisibility. We also have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Fernando.
Thank you all. Goodbye, and see you soon.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.